Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Friday, so it's the day when we take time to pray and reflect about the topic we've been exploring all week. And this week we've been looking at the very beginning of a new series about neighbors, why neighbors matter, people nearest us in life. We've seen God's commandment through Jesus to love God and love neighbor, those being the most important things. And that's not something we can do easily on our own. Something we absolutely need divine intervention to even come close to accomplishing, much less trying. And so we're going to take some time now to pray about that. And if you've never prayed before and you're a little nervous, just want you to know it's not near as scary as you'd think. We simply take time to talk to God and listen to God. And so I'd encourage you, just take some time to quietly prepare yourself to pray. And then after that, I'll suggest some different things that we can pray to God, and you can do that in your own words, either aloud or just in your own thoughts. So let's take a quiet moment now to get ready. God, we thank you that you are love, that the Bible tells us you are simply love, that you love us, that you created us to be loved and to love you in return. God, we confess that we have not always loved you in return. We've not loved our neighbors as ourselves. You might want to consider those times in the last week or the last month or the bigger picture of your life. Those times when you haven't loved others or haven't loved God. Now we give thanks that, God, you still love us, despite our rebellion against you, despite our lack of love for you and your children. You still gave yourself. You demonstrated self-giving, self-sacrificing love for others by giving it to us. And finally, God, we pray that you would help us to live out these commandments. We know we can't do it alone. We can't do it under our own power, but we can only even approach love for our neighbors if we start with love for you. We can only love you if we know your love. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us to experience your love. That it would overflow into our lives and we would begin to love you and love others in return. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks a lot for joining us this week as we kick off our new series on neighbors and the importance of neighbors. So glad you joined us. Look forward to seeing you next week as we go into this topic in a little more depth. And we hope you can join us as well for our Christianity 101 course starting in just a couple weeks. Make sure you check our website for information on where and when that's going to be so you can register as well. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Bye for now.